Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Buddy ZZs, the Wrestle Buddy Awards, honoring everything brilliant and wonderful in professional wrestling entertainment. This year's awards are hosted by Chris, Wikipedia Entertainment Hainer, and Matt, 4440 Elfring. Please welcome your guests with a bunch of applause. By guests, I mean hosts. Thank you, me, for introing us. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Matt. I'd like to say greetings to the people. Join the Dark Order. Join darkorder.com. Welcome to the preeminent, the world's most important professional wrestling podcast. And welcome to what is now, I believe, the third annual.
Yes.
Buddy ZZ's Awards. We did
honoring
it.
Honoring just the best that professional wrestling has to offer. Sorry, PWI 5 million.
I'll say this, Matt. This is the first Buddy Z's Awards that we have been able to actually record in person in front of a live studio audience due to the pandemic being over, which it's not. But we didn't do it anyway. We're still in our individual homes. I'm in the great state of Florida, IA. And you are, of course, in Chicago, Illinois, downtown.
Chicagoland.
Across the street from Wrigley Field.
That's right, across the street from Wrigley Field on Halsted.
Yeah, you're
Halsted and Edison. Is that where it is? I don't remember where
you
Wrigley Field is.
You are upstairs at a bar in Wrigleyville, recording into an iPad.
Lakeview. Where is... It's... Hold on a second. I'm making sure that I got my...
I'm pretty sure everything I said is absolutely correct.
I was wrong. It is not Halsted, guys. It has been a long time since I've been up there.
Wow.
Addison and Clark. Addison and Sheffield.
Some Chicagoan you are.
I have not... it's 4 blocks from Halsted. I have not lived in Chicago in 14 years now.
Wow, that's a long... That's many years.
Many years I have not lived in Chicago. I've primarily been living in the place I'm at now.
What's weird is I've lived in Chicago since then.
Have you?
Yeah.
Where at?
Wrigleyville.
Lakeview.
I stayed there one night.
Okay.
I think. Where did I sleep?
We're here to honor just some of the best in wrestling. We have some great awards this year. Some returning awards. Some new awards. And we're just very excited to deliver you the best of the best.
The absolute best of the best of the best, I would say.
Yes. And first off, we'll just go back to the biggest award of this year, which was already announced earlier in the year, and that is the Tournament of Beef winner, which went to Max the Impaler earlier this year. That's the biggest award we have because it's the beefiest award we have.
It's true. We actually had to get a specially made trophy with thicker arms and legs.
Yes, we did. And that was sent to them. I didn't know their address, so I just sent it in the mail to Max the Impaler. And I said, in the wasteland.
Which is oddly enough next door to the North Pole. So it could have ended up on Santa Claus's mantle.
So here's to hoping they got that award.
Good job, Max.
We salute you. Chris, I think first up, it's time to go to our favorite award. We should just go right to our favorite award right off the top.
The Academy Award for Best Picture?
Yes.
Oh, Moonlight. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Oh, not Moonlight.
Oh, no, La La Land.
La La Land. La La Land.
Oh, guys, I'm sorry. Moonlight, you actually won.
Here we go. It is the Shane Helms Award for Shane Helmsing. Honoring someone who was the most Shane Helms in the past year. I'd like to say the previous two winners were Shane Helms and
last year was
Shane Helms.
Yeah, last year was a shocking surprise. And this year, Matt, I will say, we got some new blood in there.
These are all new nominees. Chris, please read the nominees.
The nominees for the award for the Shane Helms Award for Shane Helmsing are Shane Helms. Shane Helms.
Wow.
Shane Helms. And last but not least, Shane Helms.
This is going to be I can't wait, Chris. Open up that envelope. Let's see who won.
Okay, hang on. Let me grab it.
The winner of the 2022 Shane Helms Award for Shane Helmsing is Matt. I'm shocked to say it, Shane Helms.
Oh, beautiful! Wow,
a real comeback story, like a real comeback story.
Accepting the award for Shane Helms is Matt Elfring.
Oh,
I'll be sending it in the mail to Shane Helms.
Do you mean you'll be tweeting him a picture of a certificate we made again? Which I'm pretty sure we've done every year now.
We've done it every year.
Like, honest to God, we're going to get Shane Helms here to accept the award one day. I promise.
I believe it was this year and last year we almost had him on the show. We came very, very close. Yep. And then everything fell apart.
It's true.
Anyways, let's go to the next award. Very excited for this one, Chris.
Matt, this is... I know we love the Shane Helms Award for Shane Helmsing.
We do.
This is my personal favorite award every year.
Why is that?
Because I live my life by the credo of hashtag fangin' and bangin'.
That's right. It is the Gangrel tweet of the year. Now, we have not done Gangrel Watch as much, and a lot has happened with his Twitter profile in the past year.
Uh-huh. He doesn't hashtag as much, but everything is crazier in the best way.
I'm going to give a little update to what's happening on his Twitter profile.
Please do.
He's still running that wrestling experience. Wrestling school? Sorry.
Yes, wrestling experience. Wow.
Schools are kind of an experience.
I would love to go to a wrestling, like, I would like to go to, like, wrestler fantasy camp, like a wrestling experience hosted by Gangrel, where, like, I get to come up through the ring of fire and spit blood all over myself. I get to hold the European championship. Ooh, I get to pick out like a theme song and everyone thinks I'm going to pick the Brood theme song, but I'm not, Matt. You know why?
Why is that?
Because I'm going to pick the Oddities theme song.
Ooh. The past year on Twitter, Gangrel is posting motivational memes.
Uh-huh.
I believe it's his daughter or someone he's training has epilepsy, and he's very, very about epilepsy awareness now, which is great. I'm an epileptic myself, so that's great. And it's a lot of selfies of him in airports doing the same exact face.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's a vampire. He doesn't age, so he has the same exact face.
I'm not even going to list that. I don't know how we can show the nominees because you can't see the images of his tweets.
Matt, I am actually prepared for this. Okay. I'm ready. The nominees are, and I will say, a real comeback story for the end of the year for Gangrel, because these are all from November or December of this year. Okay. The first nominee, at 2:12 p.m. on November 23rd, 2022, Gangrel tweeted the words, "Life is good. Today was a good day." Now, how do we know it's a good day? Because there is a photo accompanying this tweet in which it looks like he's sitting on the deck of a cruise ship reading Nikki Sixx's memoir. Yep. Which I think has the word heroin in the title.
Yes.
So, hey, life's a good day. I will say, at WhiskeyDick667 replied, "Great book, strikes me as a bit of a work, but ... great book."
Thanks, Whiskey Dick.
And Gangrel replied, "A little, but I've been there and done that." So, shrugging hands emoji. Our next nominee came at 4:48 a.m., Matt. 4:48 a.m. on December 4th of this year, just a week and a half ago. 3:45 a.m. and grinding !! Hashtag late night, early flights. Hashtag fangin' and bangin'. And in this, it's honestly the most precious photo of Gangrel I've ever seen, where he is wearing I can't explain the shirt, but he's standing in front of a Christmas tree and it looks adorable. And, Matt, there's a window behind him, and yes, you could see the reflection of his phone taking the photo.
There's also a bit of sadness in his eyes. It looks like I'm not trying to laugh at someone's sadness, but it is a layered tweet.
I know why. I had to guess, the song that was playing at this moment is Merry Christmas, War is Over.
Oh, There we go.
So this is perfect. Christmas. You know that one?
Yes.
Okay. And now, of course, the final nominee for the Gangrel Tweet of the Year. Matt mentioned that Gangrel has been posting weirdly inspirational meme images. This one came on 8:16 a.m. December 9th, 2022. And it just says, have a great day. And accompanying it is a meme of some sort that says, always wear a smile, not because life is full of reasons to smile, but because your smile itself is a reason for so many others to smile. Smile in giant letters. This is from,
there's also a watermark from where it came from.
Yeah, this you can find this at b.positive.enjoy.life, which sounds fake.
It does.
But you know what? I will say at Gangrel13 made a new friend in at GentleNinja2, Jillian Spencer, who replied, I love this. Thank you.
And the winner is, life is good. Today was a good day. Gangrel reading the Nikki Sixx memoir on a cruise ship.
I agree. And I'm going to be honest. I think Whiskey Dick deserves some of the credit.
I mean, it does. This is all starting to strike me as a bit of a work. Congratulations to Gangrel. Accepting the award for Gangrel's tweet is Chris Hayner. We can't hear any of that. It sounds like you're muted at this point.
Does it really?
I think it's because it's. But listen to me do this.
I can hear that.
Hold on, did it? My mic pick
it up? It's on the audio file. My microphone's picking it up. Zoom is drowning it out. It's on the audio file. The listeners are going to hate it. I'd like to thank everybody. On behalf of Gangrel, my vampire warrior uncle. And yes. You know what? I have a good feeling we'll be seeing you next year.
Yeah, probably.
Thanks.
Just like Shane
Helms. Thanks, Wrestle Buddies Nation. And also, thank you to Triple H. Thank you to Triple H for keeping the Buddiesies alive in an uncertain economy so I could collect this trophy for the vampire warrior Gangrel.
Reminder for those who have not been listening, Triple H bought...
No,
the Wrestle Buddies
wrong.
Over the summer.
We're still owned by GameSpot. Triple H became the creative lead, the head creative lead of Wrestle Buddies over
and
the
again,
summer.
At this point, we are not sure if it's the same Triple H that is the creative director of WWE at this point.
I have heard, however, that Vince McMahon is planning to resume his role in Wrestle Buddies, which is weird because he doesn't have one at all. I don't even think he knows what a podcast is, if I'm being honest with you.
And that brings us to best guest of the year. This year, 2022, the Wrestle Buddies had plenty of guests.
Oh, wow. It's been a heck of a year.
A heck of a year.
Heck of a year.
Let's just go through the list, because everyone that was on the show was nominated. I don't think Keisha was on the show this year.
I don't think so. Let's switch off back and forth.
Let's go back and forth.
Okay, you start it off.
Fifth Wrestle Buddy, Adam Cole.
AEW superstar and CEO of Snake Man Industries, Serpentico.
NWA president, Billy Corgan. Again, still weird that we had that interview.
He smashed absolutely zero pumpkins while he was here.
Zero.
Big time Bex, Becky Lynch.
AJ Styles.
Naomi. She's a may, yay, 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 zing.
Son of the man who had a yelling match with Chucky the Doll, Braun Breaker.
This is her brutalita. Judgment Day star Rhea Ripley.
Delightful human being, Austin Theory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mouth of the South. And now, Matt, after we did this interview, we saw him be a wedding officiant. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Hart.
Visual Concepts, Lionel Jinks from WWE 2K22.
And lastly, Visual Concepts, Christina Diemfam, also from WWE 2K22. I feel like they should count together since they guested together.
But I mean, like, a lot of the WWE people this year were on the same episode.
That's true. Yeah, but they weren't interviewed together. You know what I mean?
No, that's true. Wait, did we have... What about Tamina and Dana Brooke? Were they on, or is that just a written piece?
I think I think that ended up just being a written piece.
Okay.
I think. I don't know, man. Look, we had a lot of people on, and honestly, it sounds like we haven't had anybody since 2K22 came out, but that's not the case. Adam Cole was on multiple times. Next week, you're going to hear Serpentico and the return of the native beast Nyla Rose in our holiday special. We had some repeats this year. We had did we have Court Bauer this year?
No, Court Bauer was last year.
Really?
Yeah.
How does this year seem 3 months long and 17 years long at the same time?
No idea. We did not do as many interviews as we normally do this year.
That's fine.
Yeah. Almost zero WWE.
Matt, I think we each need to pick a winner for this category. Like, who's your favorite guest this year?
I mean, Adam Cole's. Because I like Serpentico a lot, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? My pick is going to be Serpentico. Because it's much more in line with the silliness type of things that I like to do.
Okay.
I do love you, Adam.
Yeah, mine's actually a tie.
Oh,
go ahead. I am tied between Adam Cole and Naomi. Naomi was fantastic. Naomi's the greatest.
Yes.
I love Naomi. I hope we see her back in the ring someday soon.
Yes. I might have laughed the hardest during Becky Lynch, though.
Yeah. Also, Becky Lynch and I had matching hair.
It's true. You both had orange hair at that time.
Yeah.
Accepting the award. God, we probably should have gotten one of these people to come back on.
We were literally recording with Serpentico yesterday.
Yeah.
Why did we not have him record something?
No idea. Anyway.
Oh, hey. I am Serpentico. And thank you, Matt. Nyla Rose claps when the plane lands.
Oh. And this brings us to most annoying uninvited guest. This show has people interrupt it coming on constantly.
It has some people that are invited. Prediction Bot, for instance.
Prediction Bot's always invited.
I mean, I don't know if he should be, but yeah. Okay.
Always invited. Whether or not Prediction Bot should be invited to the show, that's a different question. Chris is against one of the people.
He has not been a guest on the show, Matt. We've never heard his voice.
No, we've never heard his voice. Triple H is a nominee.
He's not. He can't
be. Here was some hunting hiking.
He's not uninvited because he's in charge.
I don't want him here.
And he's not a guest because he hasn't been a guest.
All right. So the nominees are Dog Dad Lawyer.
Oh, boy.
SmackDown Hacker.
An up and down relationship between him and I.
Yeah, yeah. And the guys from Typical Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome to the Typical Wrestling Podcast. We hate wrestling. It sucks.
Get out of here. I don't like
them. I do not like them. Chris, do the honors, please.
And the winner is... Dog Dad Lawyer.
All right. Accepting the award for Dog Dad Lawyer. It's Dog Dad Lawyer, who was in the other room because he's trying to tear down my house and turn it to a Starbucks. Hey, you won.
Everybody, I'm so excited to be here and win an award on your hugging show about wrestles and it's really great for me and Clarence to have our own special award for best guest, best person on the show. Thank you.
You're not the best person on the show.
Best guest on Wrestle Buddies of all time.
No, we already gave that award out.
Dog Dad Lawyer.
That award went to Adam Cole, Serpentico, and Naomi.
And Dog Dad Lawyer.
No, you're the worst guest on the show.
Best invited guest on WrestleBuddies. I'd like to thank Clarence. I'd like to thank Triple H.
And we're out of time.
I just got the music played off.
We're playing Shawn Michaels' music in his ear.
Oh, boy. I am a sexy boy. Thank you very much. I will see you in the new year.
I hope not.
Oh, God.
Hey, Matt. I'm sorry that you're still putting up with this guy.
His house still isn't built next door.
How big is it at this point?
Well, he bought 5 acres of land. He tore down seven houses to build his house, which they've just dug the basement. That's all they've done.
Is it a big basement, though?
It's not even that big.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
The basement's smaller than my house, and I live in a small house.
Do you have a basement?
No, I got a crawl space. Oh, that's. I think he, but he has like a deep basement. He's probably just doing that to spite me.
Is he patterning? Is he just building a more gigantic version of your house?
He might be.
He's gotten so comfortable with your house that he's just going to copy it bigger.
He's going to feel like a hobbit.
All right, I like him again.
Ugh. But again, he's tearing down my house to build a Starbucks.
Hey, they paved paradise and put up a parking lot, you know? We're going to have to skip the next category because I forgot to write nominees for coolest stuff of 2022.
And the nominees are...
Oh, okay. Go for it. Justin Roberts saying, Jan Mixley!
Me getting a suite at All Out and being on cold medicine the entire time.
Matt and I going to WrestleMania.
Me going to Forbidden Door.
I went to, I think, Raw. Like, I took Lord Pumpernickel to Raw and we left early because it was too loud. But that was a good night.
Chris and I seeing each other in person for the first time in 2 years.
Me managing to buy Taylor Swift tickets for next year.
Okay, and Chris, the winner is?
Let me grab the envelope. And the winner for the coolest stuff of 2022 award is?
Chris winning Taylor Swift tickets. You did it.
I didn't win them, Matt. I paid all of the money for them. But yes, you are correct. That is.
But you are a winner.
I sure am. Now, Matt, I'm going to introduce the next award. It is the Vince McMahon's Creativity Memorial Award for the worst wrestling thing this year.
Which is a list of things I love.
Are you serious?
I love so much of this stuff.
And the nominees are, but like even worse stuff can be funny. The nominees are whatever's going on with The Firm in AEW, because okay, they had a really promising start. And then it was like, well, we don't know what to do because CM Punk melted down. And now it's just whatever. The slow destruction of the Dark Order, which makes me really sad.
I also don't love that.
Like only like 3 people left at this point. The egg,
which I love,
the egg from Netflix that Vince McMahon bought or stole from The Rock.
Do you guys remember
Austin Theory purpose for somehow
the movie Red Notice where they're stealing Cleopatra's egg?
Yes.
They made that into a storyline on WWE.
Maximum male models.
I'm having a lot of fun with that.
It's terrible. Poor Massey or whatever his name is now. Veer is coming to Raw.
Chris, you remember when we were at the Raw?
We were at Veer the Raw where Veer arrived, and wow, the crowd went mild.
I was trying to get Veer Mahan chants going the entire night.
And what was I yelling the entire night, Matt?
I don't remember.
I was yelling, shut it down.
Oh, you were yelling shit at them.
Because I'm still obsessed with Retribution. Ezekiel, the brother of Elias, which also debuted at that same Raw, mm-hmm. and is also a storyline that was quickly killed.
But also, what I loved about the Ezekiel thing was that Kevin Owens made it work.
Yes, yes.
Nothing else about it was good, but Kevin Owens made it
I forgot
great.
About coolest thing of 2022, Cody Rhodes returns to WWE. I mean, Taylor Swift still wins, but...
I mean, yeah, cool. We were also there for that, and we knew it was happening, and my mind was still blown.
Absolutely. And the last worst thing that happened this year, the year of our Lord, 2022, the return of Aces and Eights to Impact Wrestling, except none of the people in Aces and Eights that mattered. I think it was like Garrett Bischoff and somebody. And they returned for like a tag team thing.
Okay.
But I got to hear the Aces and Eights theme song, which
I mean, that's a plus for you.
I want like one of my goals for the new year And I think it's a terrible idea is to get Bully Ray on the pod just to talk about Aces and Eights.
He terrifies me.
Same, same. And the winner is...
I'm waiting. Who is it?
Cleopatra's Aid!
No, it is not the worst thing in wrestling.
No, it is. And that's fine. Because we're saluting it, Matt. We are saluting it. Here to accept the award for Cleopatra's Egg is Matt Elfring.
It's not the worst thing this year. On that, even on that list, it's not. The Firm thing is worse. The Dark Order stuff is worse.
Matt,
Aces and Eights is worse.
Matt, there was a storyline that posited the idea that Red Notice was real life.
Yes, and that's hilarious. That's
insane. It was terrible. And it was great. And it existed to get Austin Theory over.
Was it
though? It didn't though.
I would even say Veer Mahan coming to Raw was worse because it was just segments of a close-up of a dude's face for months.
Yeah, they didn't overdo it.
Do not accept this award. I deny it.
I'll accept it on behalf of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, my best friend.
I will accept it, Gal Gadot.
Okay.
Sorry, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, that's right. He's in that movie.
That movie isn't bad. It's forgettable.
No, the movie's actually really fun. It's just incredibly silly and makes no sense.
Let me take a sip of this drink real quick before we get in. Delicious. I thought for a second we'd only been recording for 12 minutes, and I was like, how? But it's much longer than that. Best wrestler in our 2K22 GM mode, which you can watch on Chris's Twitch channel.
Which
HaynerVision?
At twitch.tv/HaynerVision. We need to get
Watch it anymore because they delete old.
I don't think so.
Well, we haven't done it in a while either, but we're going to be doing it soon, probably this Sunday, because I have to stay up for 24 hours.
Oh, then let's plan on doing some streaming this Sunday. And also, eventually, WWE 2K23 or 24 will come out and we'll do it then, too.
And 25.
And that time we'll actually start fresh when the game is new and hot, as opposed to taking months to finally do it. So best wrestler in our GM mode. Matt, who are the nominees?
We have A Spooky Ghost.
Ooh, love A Spooky Ghost.
Vape Nation as a unit, which consists of Wooey, Blaze It, Raj, Johnny Balls, and the newest member, Sweetness.
Oh, Sweetness.
Jumpin', Jeff Farmer. General Manager, Dog Dad Lawyer.
He is the general manager of Matt's show, Raw, I believe.
I hope he doesn't win. I don't want to talk to him again. And then finally, Pasta Hogan, which is Hulk Hogan when he was opening his Pasta Mania restaurant.
That's true. It's very true. Matt, and winner is?
A Spooky Ghost.
Here to accept the award is A Spooky Ghost.
Oh, man, spooky. If you're a newer listener, A Spooky Ghost is, there's ghosts on our show all the time, and they're always spooky, and we just made one into a restaurant. Gangrel's also here.
Ooh. Thank you,
Spooky Ghost. And now we get to the final award for
this
year.
This is the big one of the night. This is the big one.
There's no more best wrestler because who cares? Everybody does that.
Yeah, I'm the best wrestler of 2022. Take that.
You know who the best tag team of 2022 is? Me, myself, and I were a trios team.
Oh man, I hope you go for those AEW trios titles.
I'm gonna take on the Melite.
The
Matlite, which is Serpentico, Luther, and Brandon Cutler. Anyways, best Wrestle Buddies episode of the year. Chris, please read those nominees.
The first nominee is, Matt, I'm starting from the bottom and going up. There's nothing worse than a Papa Shango curse.
There is nothing worse than a Papa Shango curse.
An episode that will very likely lead to both Matt and I buying an expensive set of action figures.
Yes.
Adam Cole talks about spooky games.
Spooky ghost.
The WWE Smackadia Throwdown, in which Matt and I ate every single one of the disgusting WWE smackadillas that were from the Ghost Kitchen in Dallas during WrestleMania.
We did it together.
We recorded that one in person together. Next up, was it our 100th episode? I think it was our 100th episode.
Yes.
The Ready to Rumble episode. Something we've been talking about for years, and we finally did it.
And we talked about doing it in person, and we're both too tired to do it during WrestleMania.
We were so tired during WrestleMania that we just didn't get around to watching it and talking about it. And lastly, next week's episode, the holiday special, you guys have not listened to it yet, Nyla Rose versus Serpentico, where we try to end their feud just in time for the holidays.
And I haven't even edited that yet. But going based off of the interview we did yesterday,
it is a hard contender to beat.
Yeah.
So Matt, do you share with us who the winner is?
I think in the winner may seem obvious, but it's the WWE Smackadia episode, because Chris and I were together for the first time since the pandemic started, for the first time recording this show, doing something so disgusting.
We spent so much money on the worst food ever.
And expensed it all.
And honest to God, our hotel room smelled like garbage, because it was all these horrible flavors and smells mixing together with like stale mozzarella cheese sticks on top.
And they never gave us any sauces,
and the sodas they sent us were flat with no ice.
The person who delivered it was not the person on our Uber Eats or whatever.
Nope.
And he also had a white car with like turquoise pinstriping on it. It was the best.
I forgot about that.
I loved that guy, but also he was 2 hours late. It took 2 hours to deliver food.
That's the other thing. It took so long to get to us. Also, Matt, I don't know if we've talked about this. There is a Super Megadilla, the restaurant, the Ghost Kitchen that rebranded as Smackadillas, by my house now. I could order it again.
Why?
I won't.
It's just an IHOP kitchen thing, right?
It's a Ghost Kitchen. Yeah, they take up space. I think this one, at least in Dallas, was in IHOP. Yes.
Yeah. Well, accepting the award for Smackadillas is
my indigestion. Oh, God, Matt, that food was terrible. It was so bad.
Feeling sick.
Remember,
for like 24 hours.
Remember the next day when we went to the junket and we talked to a bunch of wrestlers, and on the way out, they had this big metal bin filled with Smackadillas. They're like, would you like to take a Smackadilla with you? We were like, no, not at all.
It was free food.
It was free food being handed to us at a time when we were so busy that we didn't have time to stop and get food. And we were still like, absolutely not.
I would rather go hungry than eat that garbage again.
I was genuinely afraid that we would get to WrestleMania and the catering would be by Smackadillas.
Oh, thank God.
All right. Like, it would have been terrible.
By the way, I just want to reflect on something this year. Like, I got, we both did, but it was kind of a big deal for me. Got to go to AT&T Stadium because I'm a big football guy. Cowboys Stadium.
Yeah, this was my second time there. I was there for the last Mania that was there. I enjoyed this one more because, Matt, I was with a friend.
Yes, and we were alone. Not really alone, but segregated from everyone else. It felt like.
We were just down. We were off to one side cracking jokes. Matt Fowler was with us for one day. And then we were just cracking wise at each other.
No Eric Goldman this year.
No Goldman. I'm assuming Goldman will be there in LA.
And then it will be just a giant fandom thing because we all work for the same company now.
There you go. We could do live stuff in the studio or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's it for this year's awards. Thank you for listening for the past year.
It is not the last. However, it is not the last episode of the year. You'll get that next week, just in time for the holidays. A nice little special episode from your buddies at Wrestle Buddies. Well, we will present Nyla Rose and Serpentico one-on-one for our entertainment.
And I do want to say that I'll put this at the end and not so much at the beginning. Like, we haven't been recording, aside from it being busy, and I will go full disclosure, I have been switching my medication for the first time in 20 years, and my energy levels have been very bad, and I have just not been up for recording. So that, alongside of being busy.
Also, I took a week off for the first time ever.
You took a week off. Like, it's just, We're prioritizing mental health at times, our own health, which is a much better thing to do. But also, it gives us more time to plan things like having Adam Cole on all the time or next week's really weird episode.
Really weird.
Thank you for sticking with us during another weird year.
Yeah, chances are we'll try to be a bit more regular next year. Maybe we'll get some new faces in here to talk with us.
Maybe, or maybe we'll get Keisha
or maybe we'll just get Keisha, Greg, and Adam Cole to come back a bunch.
What if all five of us were on the same episode?
I mean, the internet would break. It'd be like that Kim Kardashian butt photo. with the champagne.
Can that just as the final words?
Yeah.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at WrestleBuddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.
Wrestle Buddies is a copywritten GameSpot website podcast. You do not have permission to use anything contained within the episode, or you'll be sued by me, Dog Dad Lawyer. I've got a dog named Clarence. He's a beautiful pug.